Hello, and welcome to the Intelligence Changes Everything podcast series. Here to help us explore how organizations are revisiting their storage requirements in the face of today's changing business environments are two dynamic leaders from the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Storage Leadership Team. Let's hear what they have to say.
Welcome to this podcast. My name is Andrew Manners. I'm the Vice President of Storage for North America for Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. And I'm joined here by Sandip Arora.
Andrew, good afternoon. Thank you for having me and welcome to the podcast. My name is Sandip Arora. I am the Director for HPE Product and Category Management for North America. And we'll kick off today by asking something that's on everybody's mind. And Andrew, since you're talking with IT leaders in big and small organizations around North America, what are you hearing about their current challenges? What is really keeping them up at night?
Well, I think what's happened in the last 3 months is obviously unprecedented with the pandemic hitting us across North America. And there's not a lot of references to go back to. So you can't look at what happened in 1908 because a completely separate set of situations back then. But, you know, number one has probably been, how do we fund IT? You know, a lot of organizations have lost their revenue streams, have lost funding for different projects. So for them, it's how do we keep the lights on? How do we maintain the infrastructure whilst we go through this this period, elongated potentially period of not having income in? How do we keep the environment up and running? How do we fund the equipment going forward? Second biggest project, we've now got all of our employees at home. How do I make them productive out of the office space? How do I enable them in a VDI environment, a distributed environment, when we haven't had that up before? And I've spoken to customers who have moved, you know, 100 employees to home, and I've also spoken to customers who have moved 180,000 employees to home. So that enablement and that enablement at scale has been an enormous project for people. Other problems, access to data centers, you know, with the offices closed. And a lot of that, you know, meant that data centers didn't have access to the data centers. And then as you start to determine what access you do have, then who do you let into the data center? What's your protocol on keeping people COVID free around the data center and interacting with the equipment? One other thing is just, people just want help. You know, they want to understand what's going on. You know, what are the banks doing? What are the big manufacturers doing? What are the media entertainment segment doing? What are the auto segment doing? I think people just want, you know, that sort of interaction that they are losing through their normal work environment, and for companies and partners to come in and help them link what's happening outside of, you know, their own little picture.
Yeah, and it's amazing that we see a consistent theme come out in this pandemic, which is, I want to be able to manage my cash flow, yet I want to preserve business continuity. And what's driving that now is this unpredictable demand. And a lot of that has to do with flying blind in the wake of COVID-19. And I think what we are seeing is the ability of some solutions on our side to provide our customers with the options to manage their data center remotely. And that's where AI and predictive analytics become really crucial. And I'll say that HPE Infosight, which was an acquisition we made via Nimble and now available across the entire portfolio of HPE products, is really the industry's most advanced AI operations toolset for the infrastructure. And what it's done is providing our customers in the wake of COVID-19, a way to maximize the existing storage investments, you know, by making sure they understand what performance headroom is required, where they may be able to leverage in existing infrastructure for new workloads, move stuff to the cloud. Lack of visibility, which may have resulted in premature investments, is not there anymore. And what Infosight has done is allowed them to repurpose these unused resources and run these what-if simulations to ensure that there's a non-stop app performance with this new unpredictable demand. And I think customers are able to take advantage of that right away and be able to at least manage and maintain their cash flow business and continue to provide application performance for their business.
And it's creating, in essence, that autonomous data center where you can have a self-managed, self-run, self-operated environment, which is just perfect for this environment today. It sort of all comes together in this environment. So on the portfolio today, do you want to just articulate, you know, where we are from a portfolio perspective and how we're addressing, you know, the market needs that we're seeing during this COVID era?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it starts with continuing to focus on innovation, COVID or non-COVID. That has been a DNA thread that we started focusing on extremely in an accelerated fashion over the last few years. And we continue to do that, making sure that investments in R&D and best in class, that our new solutions coming to market include artificial intelligence and predictive analytics, as I was talking about. Infosight is clearly our go-to-market program for that, and we've made sure that it's available across the portfolio now. In addition to that, you know, I'm really proud to say that HPE Financial Services have really stepped up. They're offering $2 billion in financing and new programs to help customers and partners weather this COVID-19 storm. And that includes the ability to generate cash from existing assets that our customers may own, allowing them to defer or reduce expenses and payments for the rest of 2020, matching their payments to production when they deploy things, relieving capacity strains or delivery delays on our side, and then also offering these short-term rentals. And then finally, what we'll be able to do is focus innovation on delivering cloud-like consumption, but on-premise via our GreenLake offering. That flexibility of pay as you consume, it really eliminates the need for upfront capital outlay for these mission-critical applications and storage that they have. And this innovative approach to metered usage billing has really allowed us to take a lead in the industry. And as you've heard our CEO Antonio talk about the mission of going consumption-based as a service across our entire portfolio by 2022, I think we've set the standard here, the gold standard for everybody else to follow.
So I think you've captured a lot of the, you know, the benefits we've got, both to help people address, you know, the funding, the cash flow, the projects, and even move into a better place moving forward with that true utilization model from a cash flow perspective. You've spoken about the autonomous data center and the ability to manage and become far more predictive in your usage models. And we've spoken about some of the VDI solutions and, you know, how you build those out to a point where not only are they a temporary part of your infrastructure, but how do you build in the security and the DR strategies that go alongside of that. So I certainly believe HPE is in a fantastic position to help customers, inform customers and take them on this journey. And I think you start to team that up with our partner network where we've got, you know, thousands of partners, you know, extremely well trained with access to all of the solutions that we have within our portfolio to help customers. It really is a call to action for customers. You know, reach out, you know, let us know what you need, let our partners know how we can help, and, you know, let us come on this journey with you. Because as I said right from the very beginning, this is something that's completely new to all of us. And you know, there is just an absolute passion and want from Hewlett Packard Enterprise and our partner network to be there helping you get through this journey and prosper on the other side. Thanks for joining me.